All right, so we have a really great interview planned for you today. Some folks from Fight for 15 have come in to join us in the studio, and we have Rashad Fairley and Jean Martin. And Rashad is just coming off of a shift at the Waffle House all-nighter and made it into the studio, so yay! All right, Rashad, and love to hear about what your experience has been like at the Waffle House and what it's like working the tipped economy. But just for listeners, some folks might not know about the Fight for 15 movement. Could you fill listeners in a little bit on the history, how y'all got started, what made you decide to want to join?
Well, I can start off by saying what actually got me involved in wanting to start. Basically, you know, I learned about it. I got excited about it because I felt like it was a positive thing and it was a good movement in the right direction to give people the money that they need to support their families and be successful in the economy.
Jean, you want to add on anything to that?
Okay. Hey, everybody. The Fight for 15, basically, brief bio, was started in 2012 in New York with 200 fast food workers. They went on strike because, you know, they felt that minimum wage, $7.25, was not enough to live out there. And from that strike in 2012, it started a movement that we are currently in now. Like, it started from New York to two different cities. Then it graduated to, you know, present day, over 200 cities and across the, and I think like 20 different countries across the world. So we're like a worldwide movement now, stating that, you know, to all government officials and, you know, legislative officials, we're here, $7.25, minimum wage is not enough. 15 in a union is what we're crying out for, and we're not stopping until we get it.
That's great. And so, Rashad, I'm going to come back to you and ask you about what's your experience like working at the Waffle House and trying to live on a tipped wage, and what is what would be an average daily? I mean, if there is an average amount of tip money that you would make in a shift,
the average amount, like at my store, probably the average amount, probably on a good day, I might make $30 in tip total. That's on a good day. Like, on the shift I just came off of, I think I made about $18.
Right. That's, so, and what do you do at the Waffle House?
I'm a salesperson.
You're a salesperson?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and so your shift starts at
9
p.m.
and ends at 7
a.m. Yeah. And do you have a family?
Yeah.
Do you have any kids?
I have two kids.
Okay. They live with you?
No, not right now. Because of living situations.
Right. Yeah, it must be difficult to support a family on $7.25. And restaurants, by the way, don't pay the minimum wage, $7.25, right? They pay
I get paid, I think, $2.13 an hour.
$2.13 plus tips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how do you think that the... And I'm going to come back to you, Jean. How do you think that this movement will impact lives? Do you find that you're getting a lot of support for the movement? I know that I see it catching fire on the social media and so on that I'm on. I hear about it a lot, but I'm the news and views person. So do you find in the general public and in New Orleans, are people behind you on this?
I would say, yeah. Like, I mean, since I've joined about a year and a half ago, I've seen the movement grow from maybe like 60 people when I first went on strike to like 100 plus to my next strike in like April 15th. That was our last big, you know, day of action. And it was like 300 to 500 plus people. So it has caught on fire. I mean, like, the community is behind us, and basically I feel that it's a movement that if you aren't in it and you are fast food workers or minimum wage workers, you need to get behind it. Like, we're here, we all know the struggles, and, you know, it's hard out here to survive on $7.25, $8, $9, $10 with rent being high, the necessities you can't afford, and, you know, still trying to work with government assistant programs, but they're still not enough to survive, so.
Yeah, and what you just said about government assistance programs seems to be a real issue where, especially major corporations who, like Walmart and so on, that don't pay their workers enough for them to be able to purchase their own insurance and whatever other services they might need, whether they need government assistance or, health insurance is a big one. So, you know, consequently, it falls on taxpayers to have to subsidize corporations in order to allow workers to have their needs met. But even then, I know in New Orleans, it's difficult to get sometimes insurance. So then there are a lot of complications around that. So I understand. And you've had some local victories recently. Can you talk about
that? Yeah, we had our living wage ordinance that was passed for and for city contractors for $10.55. I mean, it's not $15, but it's a step up from $7.25. And I commend Councilman Jaron Broussard or Brossett,
Brossett. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Broussards and Brossetts.
Mm-hmm. For making a step up to actually trying to raise it. And I mean, understandably, it's not $15. That's our goal, because it's a living wage, not a saving wage, but a living wage. But it's a step in the right direction, and it's a step saying that y'all do hear us, but we still are going to, you know, keep striking while the iron's hot and keep the ball rolling as well. So we're not stopping until we get 15 and a union.
And I think, didn't New York City recently pass a 15?
Yeah, also 15 was Governor Cuomo. he actually enacted a wage board, what we did the day before yesterday, to pass the $15 for fast food workers. And I read recently, they do have some backlash, but it has been passed for $15 for all fast food workers, and they're trying to get it across the board for everyone. And
sorry for that little interruption.
So we actually had a wage board this past Wednesday, and it was awesome. Like, we had the elected officials and, you know, different people upon the board. We had workers come out, speak their testimonies with our other allies, such as Stand With Dignity, the Congresso, some community workers as well.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Stand With Dignity weren't able to come this morning, but they had a recent victory. The living wage ordinance and
It was the living wage ordinance and the hiring local ordinance, basically for stating that when contractors come into New Orleans, they have to hire local people first. And that's a great help out to local people, because, you know, like, especially for our local black men, with the rate of being like 52% of black men are out of work or not working. So, you know, that'll be a great help to that percentile as well.
Right. Do you think that getting more people employed and self-sufficient will have any impact on crime in the city?
All right. Well, my views of it as being as 15 in the union, and then trying, if you pay a person, in my view, if you pay a person what they're worth, and 15 is, that's what I'm worth a little bit more. But if, you know, I can settle for 15. If I'm working fast food and I'm working for 15, I'll have that pep in my step to be like, I want to give you better service. I want to be pleasant with you. Hi, how are you? And give you that, you know, that enthusiasm. And the crime rate, it will drop, because, like, I'm able to make the money to provide for myself as well as my family and still have something, not a lot, but something to, you know, buy my wants after I take care of all my needs. So 15, yeah.
Yeah. Rashad, do you have any opinion on that?
Well, we
might have to let Rashad have a nap. He just got off his shift, all night shift. I know the feeling. And you're and Rashad, let listeners know also, how old are you?
I am 23.
You're 23, okay. Yeah. And Jean?
I'm 20 plus.
You're doing great for 20 plus.
Oh, thank you.
So, okay. So, yeah, you're right in just that age where you really are trying to build your lives. And, requires, like you said, Jean, $15 an hour is not a saving wage. It's a living wage. And hopefully we can get to the stage someday where people do have a living wage in this city. But as far as just being able to make ends meet, well, you may want to pursue another career or a business opportunity or something that may net you more of a middle class income. And in order to do that, you have to have some stability in your life. I know in, I think it's Sweden, I want to say, or maybe it's Norway, they have a monthly wage that they give to their citizens. Every month, everybody gets a paycheck for $2,000 or $3,000, which basically frees them up to pursue whatever other dreams that they may have. And it really actually encourages people to work harder and to work more because they're happier. And like you said, Jean, it put some pep in your step. I like what you said. But Rashad, I was asking about whether or not you think that this an increase in wage would have any impact on crime.
Well, I think that it would have a big impact because a lot of the people that's committing the crimes are youth or young people that they'll know other things but, you know, to be in the street or to get money however they got to make it. You know what I'm saying? To make ends meet, to put food on the table or to pay bills or provide for their family. You know, a lot of people lose their head of whole households in 16, 17 years old and have to take over. So, you know what I'm saying, with the right guidance behind them and the job opportunities actually out there for them, it'd be a big step for them. You know what I'm saying? And the right training and education that comes with that, you know, and comes with a union and things of that nature.
Yeah, and you mentioned about unions, so I was at the wage board meeting. And what is the wage board? I mean, we talk about the wage board. So, you know, I went the other night because I was curious about what a wage board is and how it's supposed to function. What are they supposed to do for you? And who's on the wage board?
Okay, so I'll take part of that question. The wage board basically is the group of people trying to make elected officials from the labor board, the business, and from community, if I'm not mistaken, to make recommendations of the people for, you know, to state legislators and government officials that will, you know,
That's all right.
To make recommendations that, you know, we deserve 15, we need 15, like 725 is not enough. And who was on the wage board, if I'm not mistaken? My old chancellor, shout out to Suno, Mr. Bowie, state representative Joseph Bowie, aka my old chancellor, former city councilman and WBOK radio host Oliver T. Thomas, and human rights attorney Mandisa Moore O'Neill, my friend as well, and the prestigious Reverend Dwight Webster.
Great, yeah. And so, so the wage board isn't a union. They're not really there in place to act to protect workers, right? That would be more of a union issue. As opposed to the wage board. I'm just trying to get some clarity on what the wage board does for workers. So they're there to implement the wage, or what are they there to do? How does that affect the Fight for 15?
Oh, okay. Well, basically, the wage board will give recommendations, like I said, to, you know, to the elected officials, and, you know, stating that we're here, we need a better wage. So that's basically what their position is.
They're basically the voice. They're the voice for us, you know.
Politically.
Yeah. Gotcha. They're the ones that are going to go to bat when it comes to trying to push for new policy and that sort of things. Okay.
Yeah.
And so what do you say to workers or employers who say that they can't afford to pay their workers more?
Okay, well, two things.
And by the way, listeners, you're listening to WTUL New Orleans, and so we have in the studio some folks from the Fight for 15 movement. We have Rashad Fairley and Jean Martin.
Hey.
And so I was at a wage board meeting a couple of days ago, I guess, and I asked them if they could come in and talk about the movement for a Fight for $15 an hour minimum wage. Which, as Jean pointed out, is not a saving wage. A saving wage would be more like, if you look at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology living wage calculator, a living wage in New Orleans for a single adult with one child is more like around $21, $20 or $21. But $15 is nothing to scoff at, and just there was a little increase recently. Councilmember Jared Brossette passed legislation that raised the minimum wage to just over $10. So nobody's criticizing or raising wage, but also with the realization that we have more work to do. So anyway, but I'm sorry, I interrupted you, Jean. So you'll hear some small business employers and corporate CEOs that say they can't afford to pay workers $15 an hour or even raise the wage to $10 an hour. What would you say to that?
I find it untrue. For McDonald's being the second largest corporation in the world to, you know, they make over billions of dollars. The CEO of McDonald's makes about $1,000+ an hour. That's an hour. So, and most McDonald's, you know, are like 24 hours. So if you just imagine that, like, you know, that's $24,000 a day. For me to even reach his one hourly paycheck, I have to work like 2, maybe 3 months on the wage that I'm making. Like, so how can you not afford to pay that? And recently I was told after profit, you know, after they pay all their bills, they still have a well worthy a note of money to, you know, to spend off of. So 15, that wouldn't be a problem.
Right. And I think something that I've heard folks say as well is that when your employees are happy, when they have health insurance, if they get sick, you know, they have enough money that they can take time off. They should get time off work, and they can get back to work sooner because they're not sick, and yet they're not making other people sick either because they don't have to work when they're sick. So I think in terms of just the overall health of the business, the overall health of workers, and the overall health of customers, like what would be, as a customer coming into the Waffle House, Rashad, so how do you think customers might be treated differently if servers were making $15 an hour?
Well, I think they would be treated a lot better. Well, I try to treat every customer like it's the last one, but for the most part, I think everybody just be happy. You wouldn't have to worry about coming to work down or depressed or worrying about how I'm gonna pay this bill or am I gonna make enough tips tonight or during the day to be able to cover my bills. So I think, you know, getting that $15 an hour would definitely boost a lot of positive energy on a person.
And if you were sick and you were able to stay home and still be able to afford to live, would you take that time?
I mean, yeah, if I was allowed to take that time, if I have that type of benefit behind me, you know. I mean, that's what goes on. That's the whole part about having a union. You know what I'm saying? It's having the people behind you to actually get what you need in the workplace the health safety things that you might need that they might not have, like the sick pay, vacation, things of that nature, health care, dental.
Dental is good. We all know, yeah, it was a horrible tragedy earlier this year. Trumpet Black had an abscess and flew to Japan and unfortunately ended up dying in Japan because of untreated... Well, he had actually dental treatment, but he wasn't following the follow-up. Didn't have the follow-up, didn't have the good dental stuff. So, yeah, well, we have about 5 minutes left. So I just want listeners to know how they can get involved. What's coming up in the movement? What you got planned for the next few months, and how can people get in touch with you, and what do you want our listeners to know?
Well, we have a lot of things, you know, coming up. For you big corporations out there, we're not going to let you know all the details, but just be ready, we're coming. We told you we'll be back, and it's about that time. But you can follow us at 15andtheunion@gmail.com, or you can go online at fightfor15.org, and that's 15andtheunion@gmail.com and fightfor15.org.
And we'll put that information on the podcast as well after this interview is finished. We'll put it up for listeners again so they can hear it again. And I think that about covers all the questions that I have, but I just want to leave it open to you to say anything you want as far as $15 an hour, living wage, a hiring ordinance, or anything else that you want to say. I didn't ask you, Jean, where do you work? Are you willing to say?
I currently work at the second largest, the second largest company in the world that makes over $1 billion, McDonald's, that complains and says, I can't make 15, you know, pay 15, but, yeah, I work there.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and good luck with everything. We'll be pushing for the minimum wage, the living wage, the saving wage, and every wage we can think of. Because I honestly think, for the health of the community as a whole, it would be beneficial to everyone if people had, decent living standards. So. And we all deserve that, regardless of where we come from or who we are. So thank you. I'm just going to...
Thank you.
Yeah.